I'm glad the alarm went off because that was the end of the Ukrainian sermon. A young girl goes to her first day in school, excited, and then she comes back. And her father says, "How was your first day in school?" And she seems sad, and he goes, "Didn't you learn anything? What did you learn?" And she goes, "Obviously not enough. They want me to come back tomorrow." Sometimes when speaking about religion, we think we understand because we hear words. Like on Sunday, we worship God. Today's gospel about the entrance into Jerusalem, how does our Savior arrive? In a BMW, a Cadillac? In a beautiful Arabian horse? No. Sitting on the back of a donkey. And the scriptural quotation is, "Israel, behold your king." And what will this king do? On Thursday, he will wash his apostles' feet and tell his apostles, "You call me teacher, and you do so rightly. And if I am your teacher and I wash your feet, you should do likewise." Because people with authority in the world often use it to subjugate those whom they claim to serve. But I say to you, goes Jesus, those who wish to be the greatest among you must be the servant of all. So worship of God is not simply proclaiming, "God, you're great. Svyat, 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 holy, holy, holy." God has no crises of self-confidence. He does not need our words, but he does want our love. And that is why words which are a mere symbol of reality must coincide with our life. "If you love me, keep my commandments." In Matthew, Jesus says, "These people worship me with their mouths, but their hearts are far from me." The reality of our life, and as Ukrainian sermon, I use the example of children. They often say, "Oh, mom, I love you. I really do." And their hearts melt. And then when their mother says, "It's time to go to bed, you can't go to the party," they start to cry. Sometimes they even throw a tantrum because their love is not as deep as they would like it to be. Because love is sacrificial. Love is not an emotional display of fireworks and tears, "How I love you." But in those little moments when we are called to sacrifice our own desires and plans, and we have to say, "I will listen to you. I will sacrifice my time for you. I will go in and help you in this situation." So worship of God is becoming the best person you can be. It is rejoicing. It is being happy because you have made good choices. God has no need for sadness. He has no need for pain. Although there will be sad times and we may have to endure pain to prove that we really love someone. Unless selfishness is what we want and what we choose, and we satisfied ourselves with the emotional flourish of empty words coming out of our mouth saying, "I love you so much," except not with my life, not with my time, and not with my heart. This is often satisfactory, but it is an illusion. So we worship a God who came to Jerusalem on a donkey, who washed his disciples' feet, who gave his life for people who hated him and spit at him. And he says, if you want to be someone who loves, then remember the words of Saint Francis. It is better to love than to be loved. There are many people in the world who are loved, but can't love back. But if you are that person who chooses to be the one who loves and does that consistently, then your life will never be separated from God and the people that you love, even if they do not respond the way you want them to. So today, Jesus goes to Jerusalem. They sing him a great song. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And on Friday, they would say, give us the murderer Barabbas. We don't know this Jesus. Why don't you just crucify him? Because our love has become inconvenient and our words meaningless. May our words reflect the true love that we have for others by sacrifice and by true conviction. And then worship of God will not be just smells and bells and singing, but your heart will echo the reality of your words when you tell anyone, I love you.